Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Kern. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Varney and Orta drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 1-0, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field. Hendrick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hendrick. Horta moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Osteen fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. Spikes moves to second. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Spikes moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. Varney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Rich Gossage now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Varney and he is out, Melton applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Orta strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Cardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Cardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Frank Robinson. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Muser moves to second. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Varney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Varney and he is out, Orta applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Tom Buskey now pitching. Lee Richard pinch runs for Bill Melton. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richard moves to third. Bob Coluccio pinch runs for Darren Johnson. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Muser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richard scores. Coluccio moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coluccio moves to third. Muser moves to second. Niles Nyman pinch hits for Pete Varney. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Bill Stein pinch hits for Niles Nyman. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is hit by the pitch. Coluccio scores. Muser moves to third. Dent moves to second. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Muser scores. Dent moves to third. Bradford moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.